The Attorney General said as a community, it's hard to address child sexual violence, but many years later, the after effects must be dealt with. Janice Bergier, for example, was sexually assaulted multiple times as a child. During the first incident, her slightly older brother was aware that something was awry, but was threatened by the abuser. Janice says although she thought she had led a productive life as a teacher, the abuse has haunted her all these years.
I'm sure you know what the aftermath is. Guilt, shame, embarrassment, confusion, doubt. I had no idea what was going on. I had no idea what was happening to me. I didn't understand. Was it my fault? I went with him. It happened more than once. Why didn't I say no? All of this was very confusing to me. All of this, I was very much guilt-ridden.
Cuccinelli said although laws are passed to hold sexual predators accountable, events like these raise awareness of what local agencies do to address child sexual abuse, bring together police and abuse prevention advocates, and strengthen the community's response. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.